This is Latrice Collins. I am the host of the Career Brand and the president of the Career Brand as well. Well, it is exciting again to be amongst your midst, to be able to really share with you nuggets of fantastic information to help you grow your brand and to grow your career. This series that we're just starting, I'm so excited about. It's called the Professional Women Series. Because one of the things that we have recognized, myself and my guest, I can't wait to announce her, one of the things that we've recognized is there is a unique and special standards and pressures that's on women, and specifically professional women, those who are growing to be executives or who are already some form of senior executives. There's a different level of pressure and stress and requirements on that group of people. And so very excited that we wanted to be able to bring a show to you that really just focused on how do we help professional women. Now, I want to give you a few stats that we looked up that I found very fascinating about the workforce itself. So here's a couple things that's interesting to know. Women make up 59% of the eligible workforce, meaning people who are eligible or capable of working. But they only represent 47% of the actual workforce. So we still have about 12% that are underemployed, unemployed. And then you have that of the women working, 70% are mothers. Now, why is that important? It's really critical because it's telling you how much they are balancing. And what was a staggering number to me was that 82% of all single parents are women. So imagine the workforce of these individuals who are striving, working, and trying to take care of a household by themselves. Now, when I looked a little deeper, it gave us more insight on what's really fabulous about women, and that is just looking on how almost 52% of all professional-level jobs are women, and that they've already captured and got their master's degree and their bachelor's degree. So they're doing all the steps necessary in order to create a product of within themselves that makes them the person to get the job. Yet, only 14% of executive offices are women. Only 8% are top earners. Only 4.6% executive offices or CEOs are in Fortune 500 companies. And then it goes on and on. You can look at the blog and see exactly just more information around that we have women who are striving to make things happen, whether it's a degree, whether it's single parents, to really push out there and make things happen, yet we're seeing very small numbers of those women are translating over into a leadership position. That also should give insight on when they are in leadership position, just the amount of stress that they are facing because they are but a few in those roles. I was very excited to meet our guest today. Her name is Kathy Gooden-Mitchell. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Latrice. I'm so very, very happy to be here.
I'm so excited. When I met Kathy, I knew pretty quickly, I think it took us 30 seconds to say, Kathy, I have to have you on, because Kathy has a rich background. I want to tell Kathy, if you don't mind, I'd like to tell them a little bit about you just really kind of hear from you, too, on you know, because you're passionate about helping take care of women, in particular professional women. So Kathy is an experienced HR executive, and she's worked with a variety of different industries. And that's always good for me to hear because she's not limited to one mindset of how things should go. So she's very dynamic. She's worked with startup companies and Fortune 500 companies. And like the rest of us, she's found herself at different times where she either was the person really driving that organization and driving change, or an organization changed and made a decision that, you know, she would be transitioned. And so she has this rich experience of all sides of the table and from different levels of working with senior executives and working with the general population. Now, Kathy, when at one point, when you were in transition, you went looking for some form of networking group or transition group that could really support you, right, could help you and understand your particular needs. Tell me about your experience and what you did from that.
Yes, thank you so much for asking. I actually found some very nice general groups out there, and I would tout out a big thank you and kudos out to the South Lake Focus Group, the Pit Crew here in Dallas, the Frisco Connect. Those are all wonderful large groups. However, when I started looking for something that was very, very centric to women only, especially in the corporate world, I really could not find any group that supported us individually as women. So because I didn't find anything, I decided to start one. So back in May, I began the new group called the Executive Professional Women Alliance of DFW.
Now, I love this because, to her point, it's not out there very often. I remember talking to one of the chancellors of one of the universities a few months back, and it's very rare that you find women who are on a chancellor level of the university, especially a very, very large university. And when we were speaking, at first we thought we were really coming from two different perspectives, and then somewhere on the call she said, well, it's probably different in corporate, but, you know, in academia, women have a struggle, you know, proving themselves, validating themselves, and they have to go so much over and above. And then it was funny. I said, oh, no, it's not different in the corporate sector. And it's and the interesting thing is you have to make it look simple, right, to be able to fit and flex and do all the things and overachieve. But in all actuality, it's a major pressure that so many professional and executive women are facing, right? And I think you've looked into that, right?
I have, absolutely. Women as a whole, no matter if they're in corporate life, if they're in collegiate life, women take on so much, and it becomes a stress within our life. And anytime we get out of balance with our whole, meaning the, you know, body, mind, and spirit, a lot of times we place additional stress upon ourselves. So those corporate women, the collegiate women, whoever is out there working, if you're striving to have a career, if you're striving to find that purpose in your life, you are going to be stressed. And then when you add in the family, if you add in the kids, you add in, you know, trying to develop yourself, and if you have other marital issues, if you have health issues, I mean, there are so many stressors that add on top of already trying to build your career.
Right, right. And you know, as women, we tend to take care of ourselves last, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody and everything else is on the top of the list, and mm-hmm. taking care of ourselves for some reason seems to be on the bottom.
Absolutely, and that's what we find when we look at women across the board is we are taking care of everything, our career, our home, the kids, whatever. We are putting ourselves very much at the very end, while, you know, we know just by looking at studies that if you're not taking care of yourself, there is very little likelihood that you're going to be at your best taking care of your career or taking care of your family. We look at all of the impact that stress has on our society, especially on women, and we see major illnesses that are directly attributed to all of this amount of chronic stress that we're looking at. We hear health problems such as diabetes. We hear anxiety, depression, overeating, undereating, immune system deficiencies. And then on top of all of that, then we look at cancer. Do you know that 62% of the women who have said that they have had breast cancer reported to be under chronic stress in their life? That is amazing to me.
That is amazing, but I think it's so true. I think it's so true. And as my listeners know, you know, I am a survivor, and I promise you it fits the picture. It fits the picture. And somewhere, you know what? I think somewhere, you know, women professionals, they actually carry almost like a badge of honor that they are multitasking and stressed. I mean, it's like somewhere the ability to, they think they're balancing everything because they're doing so many things and accomplishing so many things that they look at that part as that's good, that I'm able to say I can do all that without looking at this major impact that it has on our lives.
Correct. And if we do look at that, what we find is these ladies who are really working and they're doing so much, if you sit down and you really talk to them, you hear them say they feel alone. They feel lost. Mm-hmm. They've forgotten or don't know who they are any longer because their values and who they are and their purpose has been totally washed. And they can't even remember what that is any longer because they are doing the things, they're doing the stuff, trying to get ahead. And that is a severe problem, I believe, with women in leadership today, that many of them do not understand who they are and what their purpose may be.
That's big. Wow. Now, let me note to any listeners, now this is not to say that men do not have stress. We know you have an entirely different type, an entirely different level of stress. And in some cases, you are the single parent or you are facing many struggles like the other person. But we want to make sure that we give homage and time to so many, to the population of women, because so many women are facing this. And they also face labels on top of everything else. So if you're spending too much time on your career and not your relationship, then you're labeled by the relationships that you're too corporate-y or you don't have enough time or trying to run your household and not allowing your partner to, you know, step up to his role. Or you face labels that you're too strong at the work environment. Or, you know, there's all these labels on top of all the other stresses that you have that to Kathy's point, it becomes difficult to maintain an identity, right, and keep a solid foundation on yourself because you are stretched so thin in so many areas.
That's right. And whenever we talk about the fact that we've lost who we are, sometimes I think, and I encourage people to stop, look at what you're doing. And this is where the whole idea of this title of Breathe comes in, because I think we have to give ourselves permission as women to not be the last on the list and be the first on the list. We have to feel like we have some kind of ability just to take that piece back. And when we do that, it gives us power in that admission that we need to stop. We need to breathe. We need to reorganize. We need to get ourselves together. We need to find ourselves because we've lost that over time. And, that's where I think so many times you have to really take it upon yourself. And women don't do this. I mean, we are taking care so much, but we don't take it upon ourselves to think about us. And there's so many things that we can do for our careers. We can be developing ourselves. We can take that time off. And unfortunately, one of the biggest problems in getting promoted is the fact that we do take time away from the job, and we lose that momentum when it comes to development. And I hate that, but it's a reality that sometimes having a family will get in the way. And I believe that we can have it all. We just have to organize it, and we have to be aware of what we're doing and why we're doing it and not forget about that purpose that we're trying to reach at the career level. So
right.
One of the things I'd like to encourage the ladies to do is get a coach. A lot has been said about coaching, but probably not enough in my opinion. Coaching is a wonderful opportunity because you can go into a program, you can take some evaluations, you can have someone who is going to be talking with you one-on-one, and there's a lot of programs out there that you can do. I recommend the IPEC coaching group. It's a program that looks at your energy level and your attitude. And it's a kind of like a date and time when you take the evaluation, but it helps your coach work with you and help you develop yourself in certain ways. And it allows you to see more about who you really are down deep and how you react to things so that you can build your leadership style and your brand in a certain way. And the only way you can do that is if you have the information and for your branding. And it takes a lot of looking at yourself and analyzing yourself and talking through some questions that your coach can do in order to get you to that place. Now, I also will tell you that it's really important for women who maybe can't afford a coach and putting the money out in that way. I believe in what I like to call a career trust partner. Now, career trust partners are people who will be with you as a friend, and they can help with that nudging, that coaching, and you can talk over issues. And it's not just for a point in time, maybe in a transition situation, because we have accountability partners that we talk about there. But this is a person who will remain your friend, and it is specifically for you discussing your career and that person discussing her career on a regular basis, so that they become the person that you can connect with throughout your career. And it becomes a real solid relationship, and it leads into better networking. It leads into, I think, a better framing of who we are. It gives that additional balance into our career life and promotes us. If we are talking to someone who cares about us on a regular basis, I can go on and on and on, but I'll stop there.
Well, here's what's also interesting. Oh, and I wanted to let's go back to a quick point that was made, just so our listeners hear. Because Kathy, you had made the statement that sometimes, you know, distractions or different things and obligations in our life can get in the way of some of the goals that we have in our life. And I want to put that in kind of perspective, because I think what you're saying or we're saying during the show is that, quite often we want it all, or we're responsible for it all. You know, if we're to have a house, we have to figure out how to get the job to be able to afford the house. Mm-hmm. And companies today are under such restrictions, and they are, you know, forced to do so much more with so much less in order to maintain the profit that they're trying to maintain, that they're quite demanding on their employees, especially their leaders. They really expect them to put in more than a 40-hour week. Especially the higher you go, the higher you climb, as any executive listen knows, there is no turnoff. They'll call you on Sunday. You'll have problems on Saturday. It's difficult to find that spot to turn it all off. But now you can put shape around it. You can control it to some degree. But we're saying that because having that type of life infringes on your family. The same is true for having a family infringes on the work responsibility. You can do them all, because we've been doing them millions of women are doing it, but you have to be able to kind of back up a bit and put it in perspective so you know what's impacting what.
Absolutely.
Do you agree with it?
I do 100%, because everything impacts you. And I think that we have to understand who we are and return to an evaluation of who we are as self. And many times we don't know who we are down deep. And I encourage people to take a step back and look at their self when they were young. I have told people, start when you were a kid. You had, you know, no worries, no responsibilities. What made you happy? And then come forward. Think about what your life looked like and what made you happy and successful when you were a teenager, when you were first in your career. And analyze those kinds of things, because when we lose sight of our purpose and our goal mm-hmm. and our values and who we are down deep, that's when we start to feel even more stress. So I'm a firm believer in reducing that stress that we feel and coming back to a balanced life. And the only way we mm-hmm. can do that is if we understand who we really are and align everything and proportion our life accordingly. We have to have that balance in the mind, body, and soul in order to be a fully happy and productive person. Because if you're not productive, what happens? Your stress level goes up. When your stress level goes up, then you have less productivity even after that. So it's a cyclical circle that you look at for those kinds of things. And I did want to put one thing out there. I was at church a few weeks ago, and the minister, he was talking about some things, and he hit on a very important point. And I'm gonna divert here for just a moment. I'm not gonna preach, but I'm gonna give you a little saying that comes from Romans 12:2, and it says that to transform or be transformed by the renewal of your mind so you may provide what is good, acceptable, and perfect. That was astounding to me. You know, that it comes right out of the Bible that we have to renew our mind. We have to renew our spirit. We have to understand who we really are in order to be good, acceptable, and perfect.
Right. So let's back up a little bit and put this all in perspective for our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been talking about all the responsibilities that's on women, and in particular, as you grow in the workforce, the impact that that's having. And, you know, needless to say, I'm sure people listening to the call can totally relate to how overwhelmed they feel, or how, you know, they're feeling like their workload is increasing, their stress is increasing, but they're getting either less done or it's creating a ripple effect inside their personal life. So as a result, their stress level is increasing, and when that stress level increases, it starts showing itself in other ways in the workforce. And then your brand, your career brand, starts being impacted because they're wondering why you're so tense, or why you're getting less things done, or why you're snappy at people, right? So then all this you're trying to do is actually fighting against you, and it's starting to work against you. So, Kathy, to your point, you know, the point here is when we say breathe, and we wanted to make sure our first show together was all around breathe, it was around stop for a second and just take it in, right? Mm-hmm. Just take it in and blow that negative energy out for a moment. Just stop. And what, Kathy, what you're describing is you're stopping to, one, assess yourself and where you are. Just kind of do a check, right?
Yes. Recheck who you are. You know, so many times also, you know, we have so many things going on that we're talking about, but we start feeling bad about not doing everything and maybe doing something a little less perfect than what we thought we could do it. I would also encourage people to stop that mind speak, that negative mind speak, and turn it around. Look at what you're doing and be very positive about it. You know, tell yourself, instead of saying, oh, I did this very badly, say, I did this the best I possibly could do given the circumstances, you know, and turn those things around. And there is a thought about living in a state of gratefulness. And I think a lot of times, that doesn't mean that you're not grateful for saying thank you and all of that. That's not the whole intent. But it is an intent to stop complaining about things, to change our negative mind speak, and to recognize every day those positive things that are happening in our world. And if we can start focusing on that positive, then we can actually affect our lives even to a more positive state.
So let's give them some techniques on how to do that. Let me toss out something based on what you just said. What comes to my mind, I'm looking at my walls. If you ever come into my office, you'll see always documents on the walls of things, projects, scope projects, items to do. And so one thing, ladies, when you say that sounds good, you know yourself and don't take on things, but sometimes it's just overwhelming. So one recommendation that I have for you is to literally write out a list of all the things that you are doing and responsible for. Because sometimes you just have to see how much you have on your plate. Because before you can start organizing that plate or doing it differently and doing it better, you have to first see what's there. So maybe make a full list. I like flip charts just so I can pace like I'm still in class. And I start writing down all the things, and it's good because it's a data dump. You're able to write things down and get it off your chest because it's now on the paper, so that you can look at that, organize it, and then identify what really should you keep doing and what things that maybe you should remove off your plate for now, right? Just for now, remove that off your plate, give it to somebody else, or just don't do it, just so you can balance effectively what's left, right? And maybe that's a place your coach can come in too.
Absolutely, that is some place that the coach can come in. One of the other things they can do, and I was given this tip by the owner of Via Real, Fran, and many years ago, I've known her for several years, she said to me, write down what you want your life to look like in a year, 2 years, 5 years, whatever, and then revisit that. And it's amazing that when you put it on paper, like you're talking about, listing all of your duties, when you put it on paper, you have an opportunity to look at it and figure out what you're going to do and how to get there. It also, there's something about writing it on paper, it seems to happen. So I would encourage anybody to stay focused on the goal. Find out what your value is, not only what you're doing, but what is the value that you hold for each one of those tasks. And if that value doesn't meet up with what you feel is you, then you need to rethink, is that really still need to be on the list? Because if you're not aligning those values with your purpose, you're off sync, and you don't want to be off sync.
Now, we only have about 3 minutes left in the show.
Okay.
It is flown, and it's really been really phenomenal. Before, you know, I want to give you a chance to get one of your last points in, but, you know, I want to make sure our listeners also are able to kind of reach out to you if they have any questions about your organization or about you specifically. So do you have anything you want to share with them on a way that they can reach your organization or reach you after the show?
Thank you. Yes, anyone can reach me through LinkedIn. I have a LinkedIn page under Kathy Gooden Mitchell. Then my actual email, you can reach me at kathy@eaglesearch.net. And then again, we also, under LinkedIn groups, my Executive Professional Women's Alliance DFW is also on LinkedIn groups, and you can just put in that name and it should pop right up. It is open. I encourage any woman who is in the corporate life, whether they're in transition or not. Matter of fact, it is a networking group as well as a transition group. We encourage them to join us. And actually, our next meeting will be tomorrow, 1:30 for transition and 6 o'clock for networking, and we'll be at the Spirit Grill in Las Colinas.
Can you share with us again the name of the group?
Sure. It's Executive Professional Women's Alliance DFW.
And one more time for them.
Okay, Executive Professional Women's Alliance DFW. And that'll
Perfect.
Be EPWADFW. That's EPWADFW.
And one of the things I will do is, Kathy, if you can send me either a link to your group or just the information we've described, and I think you also had more information for our guests that they can link to and go to see if they can find some in order to help themselves grow.
Absolutely. I have links, I have books, and other information for you that I'll post over to you.
Great. So what I will do, if you come back to the show, guys, later, once she sends me the links and references and resources that she's recommending for you all, I'll add it to the description, and so you'll be able to just go there and see all that nugget, the nugget of information that can help you to grow. Remember, this is a three-part series, and so today we want to focus on breathe. We just really want you to get a moment to realize there's a time that you have to rush and do things, but there's a time first to just stop and just allow yourself to take in the energy and just expel out that energy. Just breathe to get to just know who you are. There's action to be done after that, but at first, let's just focus on breathing and staying, and that keeps us healthy, right? Again, I am Latrice Collins of The Career Brand. You can reach me at either info@thecareerbrand.com. or Latrice@thecareerbrand. We also have a fantastic tool coming out where you're going to be able to evaluate the strength of your brand and get other people to evaluate you as well. And that is thecareerbrand360.com. Thecareerbrand360.com. Kathy, thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
Until next time, everybody, we will see you then. Have a wonderful day.